Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast. Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna
be the best. Come on! Lead off today's episode with apologizing to my mother for not having an episode on Monday. We were just, you know, busy.
It was a crazy day, and you know what?
It was nuts.
And
One of those days.
I felt bad. I really did, because we said we'd do this our weekdays. We had cut back the weekends, and then it just got really crazy. And so, no, we are the lowest priority in this room, or in this building, right?
In this room.
In this room.
Boy, that's awful.
The highest priority in this room. So it depends on how you look at it. Glass half full.
Whatever.
Anyway, but in the grand scheme of things that are everything that's going on in our lives,
right?
We don't prioritize, and we schedule everybody else out and make time for everything that we need to do, and we don't schedule for ourselves. It's kind of like they even talk about, you know, in relationships and families, you literally need to schedule time. And I know it feels forced, but it really isn't, because then it gives you the opportunity to have free time to get something done.
Because right now we're the stay-at-home mom that does everything for everybody else, and pretty soon we're going to end up in Council Bluffs being a lot lizard for some guy driving through, just dancing to get some money, just to get some attention. Just want some attention.
It's always bad when you all of a sudden you realize you want attention and what you're doing to get it.
Right.
I needed was attention.
Could be one of the best names ever is Lot Lizard. I absolutely love. And if you don't know what that is, just go to Urban Dictionary. It is awesome.
Yeah, Lot Lizard, Buckle Bunny is another one.
A Buckle Bunny?
Yeah, that's
another one. I've never heard of Buckle Bunny.
Go to a rodeo.
I bet you've seen some buckle bunnies in your day.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can't think of any others right now.
That's funny. Lot Lizard, buckle bunny.
What's it for rock stars? Are they just groupies?
Groupies.
They're just groupies.
They're just called whores. I think.
Oh my God.
Whatever. Boys and girls, doesn't matter.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. All you want to do is get pulled up downstage.
That's it. That's it.
Who else has a following like that?
That has a name? A following?
Do politicians have that?
I don't.
Well, they're called interns. No.
No, yeah, they're called interns. Yeah.
No.
They're called summer interns.
That's not, no.
Oh, sorry.
I did not
Gary
mean that.
Gary Condon didn't mean to bring that up. TBT, sorry.
It's still too soon.
It's literally before 9/11.
I know. It's still too soon.
Speaking of 9/11, on September 11th from 402-403-9478, we had got some voicemails, text messages. Here's a voicemail we probably need to address at some point.
Before we close the file, if you're interested in renewing your auto warranty now, please press 5 now.
Okay, I don't think we are.
We don't need that. Thank you.
We don't need that one. We have
the car's in the garage.
Right. I love it. Even though, first of all, if it's actually not a robot, if it's a human, they don't care what you say. Like you can be a smart ass to them. It's like, it feels better for us. It doesn't hurt them at all. But when somebody gets through, a human, and is like, hey, you got a new interest rate on your blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, tell me which one. And they're like, well, we don't know. It's like, you think you're getting them? They couldn't care less. Mm-mm.
It's just another hang up, start over.
Just makes you feel good.
Redial. Find another one.
402-403-9478 text from Bridget talking about Darren, my mustache.
I thought Darren is who you became with the mustache.
It is.
Okay. So,
but without the mustache, Darren doesn't exist. So Darren basically is the mustache.
I guess that's true.
But yeah, I am Darren. Darren is my darker side, my angry side, my side nobody wants to see. But my side that also gets very irritated with an itchy mustache and shaves it off instantly.
I tell you, we have a friend of ours that we work with, Chris.
Yeah.
And he has a beard. Yeah. An amazing beard and mustache. Right. And he just
amazing?
He just recently got it all shaped up, right?
Yeah, COVID kind of did toss him some fits there with the beard.
I think he was doing home styling.
I don't know what he was doing.
It wasn't working. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and it is. It goes, it's like almost like working on being Santa Claus worthy, but it's not gray, right?
Right.
There's some, but not.
Yeah.
And so he was rooting for you. And he was really disappointed that you gave up when you did, because that's the time when they lose most guys when it comes to a mustache. Because you gotta power through those couple, 3 days. Not. And it wouldn't even be a couple, 3 days for you.
I'd probably been done by now, because I shaved it Saturday morning.
Yep.
Yeah. So I probably would have been done with the itchiness. I just couldn't do it because I'm not that committed to it. Because no one in my life liked it. And I know the reason why people liked it is because I looked like a total tool.
Yes.
And I looked like, that's why. You like it. If I like
had I couldn't look you in the eye.
If I had a six pack and I'm like, should I keep this or not? And you guys are like, yeah, keep it. I'm like, okay, because it looks good.
Right.
You're making me keep a mustache because I look like a total dill rod. That's why. So I know.
Possibly.
Yeah. So I shaved that bad boy. But when Beth got home from being out of town, we did go out on a date on Saturday night to Varsity. And she's she looks at me before we left. She goes, don't shave Darren. So we sat on the patio at Varsity feeding ducks, eating pizza, and I had Darren on. So, suck it, people. I shaved it as soon as we got home because it's terrible.
I'm surprised
so
somebody didn't like call the cops.
They may have. We left abruptly.
I just wanted to report a suspicious character.
It's a guy feeding ducks
with a mustache. Not that mustache.
Thank God, though. People that I've tried to grow. I've not tried to grow, but I've had longer facial hair. You're right. Once you get past that 3 or 4 days, at least for a beard, it's 72 hours.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's terrible. It's better to do it in the winter than the summer or spring, whatever, when it's kind of hot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Oh.
I don't know how they do it. Like Chris, like you said, has a long beard. I don't get how people do long facial hair.
Not in the summer.
Not in the summer.
I don't understand. I mean, I'm not a fan in general.
Yeah.
But, you know, it depends. If you meet somebody that's already got one, that's one thing. Because however you meet somebody, you don't want them to, because if they change, if they have one, they get rid of it. And it's like, oh,
yeah,
your face.
Yeah.
Wow.
True.
I was used to it with it. So I think that has more to do with whether or not you like it. Because generally you're talking about people who didn't have one and then they decided to. And you're like, I don't like that. I don't like
Kudos just in general to girls for ever even considering being close to, let alone making out with somebody. First of all, a guy, but let alone a facial hair dude. Like that would be the worst, most uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just...
You're right.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, if I'm me,
yeah.
I can't imagine
Speaking
making out
experience.
With me. And I know a lot of guys be like, oh, I would love to date me. Yeah. I can't imagine it.
There you go. So now you owe her
a lot.
A lot.
Infinity. I owe her infinity and beyond.
Oh my God. Did you see the new sign in my office?
I did. Oh, I did. Yes.
I posted it yesterday.
I saw it.
Actually, I reposted it. Aspen, we connected on Facebook, and I had seen something that I really liked that she had posted.
Is Aspen on my Toon Blast team? Because I have an Aspen on my team.
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to look. You go ahead and tell your story. I'm going to look.
I'm sure she, I don't know.
I think
Aspen. Anyway, and she, because I said something about, where do I get this? Because I wanted that sign. I wanted that. Because it just made me laugh. I see a lot of things like that. I'm like, where do I get this? And usually there's no connection. Somebody just saw something cool on Pinterest or Etsy, and they just reposted it. I'm like, how do I get this? I need to know. And lo and behold, she responded and said, I can make that. I'm like, what? That'd be awesome. Tell me how much you want for it. Let's get it done. And she has that machine called a Cricut.
Oh, right? Crickets are awesome.
Right? And so she's been doing stuff, and apparently I'm her first paying customer and making things. So
that looks pretty good for being our first paying customer. That's pretty awesome.
But it wasn't her first project, but it is her first paying customer. And so if you're looking for something, I'm just going to say, you'll see the post on my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. She's super nice. She brought her little baby with her, Jack, who is 5 months old, and had him along and dropped off.
That's all. It's awesome.
It is. It's pretty cool.
It's cussy.
It is cussy.
Which is great. And there is an Aspen on my Toon Blast team. So I don't know if it's the same one. I have no idea.
I don't know very many Aspens.
Yeah, me either.
So if that's you, good deal.
Thanks, Aspen, for being on my team.
But I was going to hang it in the studio, but I thought not all of our clients might appreciate that.
Right. Father Stevens may not like that very much. But it's pretty awesome.
He may be able to relate.
I'm sure.
Outwardly, he just can't condone it.
Right.
Just go with that.
Silently, behind closed doors, he would. So last Friday, it was Thursday. Last Thursday, got a call up here from my son, a text during the morning while he was at school. that he didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. He felt headachy, stomach achy, whatever. It just didn't feel good. And I'm like, hey, you want to, let's go home. Do you feel like you have a fever? He's like, nah, I don't know if he knows really what a fever is. And so he's a senior. So he gets done at like 1:15 every day.
Okay.
Rough. And so he gets home. And so I meet him at the house and he's still just not, he's just not looking good. He's kind of wobbly and whatever. And took his temperature at a low grade, like 100.
Yeah.
Which is whatever. Normally not a big deal. So of course, now in today's what climate, it have a fever, anything not feeling good, you instantly call your doctor because you don't, not, it's not like I'm necessarily terribly concerned about him, but if he had COVID or whatever and spreading it to other people, or you don't want to be the dad that sends your kid to school with COVID, you know?
Right.
So we call the doctor and, you know, it's
like anything else, right? Just like,
right.
Else.
Yeah. So anyway, it's Thursday afternoon and doctor calls us back, which never happens, right? Doctors call you back.
Does now.
Now it does.
There's a lot of what do they call them? Just televisits.
Oh, and actually right? Bennett had a televisit. Yeah. Because the first visit was televisit. The doctor called him right back. It was within an hour when he got home from school.
Wow.
But the doctor had called him and they had a conversation and like, well, you know, we really kind of want to get you tested. And it's one of the rapid tests, which is 24 hours. So he had to go. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, he's got to be freaked out. I still look at him as like a 7-year-old. He's got to be scared to death. They're going to stick a pool cue up your nose, basically to your brain.
Right?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody talk about this because I know, you know, a lot of people have had to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard scary things on the news.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like random one in a billion that, you know, you might hear about something happening, but just the idea of it.
Awful. So I haven't, Sophia hasn't, but Beth and Bennett both have had that test up their nose. Beth said it was one of the worst things that's ever happened to her.
Why does it have to go up your nose?
I don't know. Okay. So here's the thing. That's a good question because Beth had it up both nostrils and she said it didn't like hurt, like it didn't feel like she needed to cry, but she couldn't not cry because it was like that reaction.
Yeah.
So she had it up one nose, 5 seconds, twist, twist, twist.
Ugh.
Pull out another swab, up the other nose, 5 seconds, twist, twist, twist.
Don't the passages come together up there?
Exactly my point. I mean, I'm an idiot and I didn't pay much attention in biology, but I know it's all
you
like.
You took biology?
Right, I did. I had to. Two tunnels lead to one cave.
Right.
And so, but Bennett only had one nostril. In his test, they're like, they stuck it up, twist, twist, twist.
Because you've seen, you've seen the pictures of the kids who snort spaghetti and it comes out their mouth.
I've done that. I've sucked up. Remember I told you that story when I was in sixth grade, not spaghetti, but a kernel of corn, sucked it up in my nose on the left side. An hour and a half later, when I was reading in sixth grade in Miss Wagner's class, came out the right side. Yeah.
But I mean, you've seen the videos
yes.
of the kid. And then they've got the spaghetti coming out there. And so it's like, why can't you just do the back of your throat?
I don't get it.
Or your cheek. It's all the same.
All the same thing.
Because it's not like if I have it up here, I don't have it down here. And I'm looking at my face. I'm talking about my mouth and my nose.
All the same thing.
So it would all be... Is it just meant to be as awful as it possibly can be?
I don't know if it's like a punishment. I don't know. I don't know. But it's just, it comes from the same... you can't... You have... I don't want to go down this road.
Go ahead.
You have to go down. You have to wear a mask in the store, but then you can get like contactless.
Yeah.
The only way anything is contactless is if there is no way there's contactless.
No way.
Because even if they throw it in your car when you drive by, there's somebody throwing it in your car. They contacted it. It's not contactless.
It's right. This, the nonsensical of walking into a restaurant with your mask on and then taking it off to eat. And
absolutely
there are some
crazy
places where they were talking about that you have to put it back on between bites.
I wouldn't go.
Like,
I mean,
well,
I just couldn't do it.
That won't work.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
You know what's really hard on people? And I got to tell you from experience, I am a picker. And you know, I've got the stupid eczema on my hands, right? So when it's drying up, when it's healing, it's got like little pieces, not hangnails, but it's hard to explain. But every once in a while, I will like pick with your mouth.
Yeah.
You know how you do if you're a nail biter.
Yeah.
Really hard on you if you're a nail biter,
yeah. Oh,
I'm going to
yeah
say right now. If
so
you are
actually
a nail biter, I
yeah
can
true.
I totally relate.
Sophia is, and she actually made a comment the other day. She goes, I can't believe I had my nails this long because she can't bite them in school. It's actually helping her break that habit.
Right.
Yeah.
Unintended. Good consequence.
Yeah.
But I know I just noticed that the other day because I was like, gosh darn it. And I went to with my teeth. I know that's gross. Because you're not supposed to touch your face and all that other
it's
good
so
stuff.
It's so dumb.
But
touch
I'm like,
your face.
And I'm like, I just need, I gotta, oh my God, how
you
am I going to get this off?
When you were a kid, you made ties out of cow shit.
Yes,
you're
did.
Totally fine by
horse,
suck, by
horse,
whatever, same thing.
Solid, so more solid.
I'll get back to the
thus
rest
the road
of
the apple.
Right. I mean, but it's poop. And you were fine.
Yeah, I was.
Totally fine.
Mom was happy. She'd wave at me from the
whatever.
House.
Hey, I guess she would not. She wouldn't come out there.
No way.
She didn't want me to come in either.
Oh, you take everything off outside.
Horse tank right now.
Yes. Totally.
Anyway, okay, so back to Bennett.
Well, no, but I'll finish the Bennett story in a second. Okay. Because it really wasn't much more. He got the swab, whatever, yeah. Waited a day, and he was negative the next
day.
Well,
his visit, too, was a little different as well, because he had to go by himself.
Yeah, he had to go because they wouldn't let anybody in the car with him. And I'm like, well,
because they
I'm
did
not,
it in the parking lot.
Did it in the parking lot. Yeah, they did it in the parking lot, 161st and Maple. And yeah, went in a parking lot and he had a,
was there a line?
Time. There was no line, but it was an area you had to okay. park. Yeah. And they would, okay. you just pull up there and flag him down. And
wow.
yeah, so he went and got it done. And yeah, he said it wasn't terrible. He didn't like it, but it wasn't awful.
Okay.
So it's different for everybody, but
I imagine what I imagine is much worse than what
I can't imagine. I can't imagine. I stick my pinky up there, two knuckles, and I sneeze for 20 minutes, you know?
It says, no, I don't know.
Well, trust me, I do.
Well, thank you for not doing that here, because
yeah.
I haven't heard you take off in a sneezing fit.
No.
Around here. Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah, so there's no, it was, well, but yeah, I had to get all my stuff here and work from home on Friday. And it was weird. Working from home isn't my jam.
Yeah.
It's not my jam.
It's not for me either, because I like interaction. And as much as I hate people in general sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, there are days where you're just like, oh, my God.
But when you're at home, you just default to your at-home routines.
Yeah. And it's hard because somebody was talking about that, getting dressed for work, how important it is to put on makeup, brush your hair, at least put on a nice shirt and then your leggings or whatever you want. But
something.
But doing that instead of sitting in your PJs or wearing the same clothes for 6 days.
Right.
But it does make a huge difference on your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Subconsciously, you don't even
100%
put you in work mode, you know, and like ready to rock. But coming in changes everything. It just changes everything. Staying at home. Mm,
yeah, because you end up not on Netflix or, you know, you're just not doing what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Big announcement. My mom wanted to put Facebook on her phone.
Oh, you're in trouble.
She
I'm friends with
had
Judy,
Facebook.
So that's good.
I know. She already had Facebook. Came with her phone. It was already on her phone. She doesn't have an iPhone, but she has, you know, her Facebook at home. And I'd wanted to activate it before for her. And she's like, no, I'm fine. I don't need to do that. Just like, God, I don't, that's not necessary. But all her friends have it.
Right.
And so it's just, right? It's just total
just
role
gotta
reversal.
Do it.
I mean, you think about it. It's like, all my friends have it, so I got to have it too. So,
do you ever drop that on if your friends jumped off a bridge, Mom? Would you? Because you know she dropped that on you when you were younger.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
So the problem was she didn't know her password for Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Right? And so.
I totally get that.
She also wanted to add her mail to her phone as well. And she has a Hotmail address.
Okay. Holy virus.
Come on. And I can't get her to change it. I can't. I said, let's just move to Gmail. How about that? You know, now.
Even Gmail is the exact same thing, but just for some reason, the branding is better.
It's
it
like,
just seems better.
Because you got Hotmail is now Office, right? So Microsoft.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
It just seems sketch. And with Yahoo.com also.
And she didn't know the password for that either. So we tried a bunch of passwords, couldn't figure it out. So we finally had to go through the rigmarole of trying to reset her password on her mail. And they ask you questions that apparently they ask you when you sign up.
25
years ago.
Right.
And one of the questions is your favorite animated character. And she just looks at me and I'm like,
what, Mickey Mouse?
Bugs Bunny?
Right. Like, who's,
I don't know what you, I remember you liked Bugs Bunny. You kind of like the Roadrunner.
She ended up getting it right. You know,
she eventually had to fill out other stuff and then had to have stuff sent to a rescue email, which was my email from 12 years ago.
Holy, 12?
That I don't have again. I don't even have that email anymore. So I had that email at the time, which was a Cox email address.
Yeah.
And now I don't have that anymore because I have my Gmail that I've had for 12 years.
Yeah.
And so the rescue email was my email that's no longer around. So we couldn't have anything sent to the rescue email. And it was just, and I'm doing this on the phone.
Oh, no.
So I'm trying to reset it myself. And I had her on the phone to help me like to answer the questions and let's see if we can figure this out. Oh my. And then you had to put in who's the last person you sent an email to. And she's like, how would I know that? And I'm like, Mom, you're at home. Jump on your computer.
Because her, good
her
call.
Email opens right up, right? Because okay. It's there.
But it's not the Hotmail address.
It is the Hotmail address.
Okay.
But trying to reset her password.
Oh, okay. I see.
Is the hard part because she doesn't know what it is to open it up on her phone. It was like.
No, it's rough.
Yeah. Fresh bottle of vodka.
Right.
I'm like, not kid.
No.
There's no fresh bottle in my house.
I was going to say, what? You do not have a sealed cork in that entire house, I guarantee it.
But we finally got it reset, and we got her Facebook up and running, and so she now has her Facebook on her phone. We haven't moved her mail over to her phone yet, though. Yet.
Yeah.
That's coming. So it's like she's slowly warming up to it.
That's good.
It is. It's great.
No, that's awesome. I was the first day my parents started texting was great.
She's been texting,
but they still don't understand. I don't know if your mom's the same way, where my brother and I, we text a lot, but we don't ever have conversations on the phone. We just don't. So when something goes on, my mom's like, you need to call your brother and blah, blah, blah. Or you need to call your, I'm like, Mom, I've texted him. No, I want a conversation. I'm like, Mom, we don't have conversations. It's texting. It's emojis. It's stupid, dirty jokes.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
That's the level of our conversation.
Yeah.
That's as highbrow as it gets.
I don't have conversations.
Yeah. Mom hasn't figured out emojis yet.
Okay.
But she knows how to take a picture and send it.
That's
huge. So when she has something going on her computer that she doesn't understand.
Yeah.
Mom, take a picture of the screen and send it to me.
Brilliant.
Oh, that's right. Let me do that. And so that helps so much. So
you should try, because so when she gets emojis, then she needs to move on to GIFs.
Yep.
So then when
I've
that
shown
happens,
her some.
It's the funnest game ever is Sophie and I'll have a day where we're like, okay, tomorrow we can't talk unless it's an emergency.
Right.
We can't talk in anything other than GIFs.
That's perfect.
It's so fun.
It is.
It's super
without
fun.
A doubt the best.
Yeah.
So very good. So yeah. So that was a big step, and I was really happy to get that taken care of. Dad, still having he's moved on. He likes having the internet. He likes having the apps that he has, like the news stations, to look up the weather, the latest headlines, his horse racing results. So he's got that. But somehow he keeps turning his phone to offline. I don't know how.
I don't even know how to do that.
I'm like, are you just like poking buttons?
Right. Like, how do you do that unless you're going screwing around in like the backside?
Yeah. And I don't know how he keeps doing it. He's like, I can't. It says, my phone's messed up again.
It's broken.
Right. It's the phone's fault.
It's not the phone.
This damn phone is just messed up. There's just something wrong with it. I need to take it in and have it. Nope. No, you don't.
No, you don't. This happened last week. Remember,
Dad?
Give
it to me.
Take a picture of the screen.
Move. So, all good deal. So,
holy cow.
Very good.
All right. So, our phone number, 402-403-9478. If we need to renew our warranty, you can call us and let us know. Or you can text us, or it's Pat and JT on all social.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.